a wild morning, but it's really good to see you all here. I'm going to hand over to Alison for our intimations.
Well, good morning, everybody. And yes, very well done for surviving all this wind and rain and coming up the road. You did extremely well. So welcome to our service this morning, especially if you're a newcomer or a visitor. And our scouting and guiding organisations are with us today to mark Founders Day and Thinking Day. We've got Warm Spaces and Sanctuary Cinema. As part of Warm Spaces, the church is open on Thursday afternoons between 1 and 5 until the end of March. The Sanctuary Cinema will show a film every week, and the film that's going to be this week's film is Freud's Last Session, which was done in 2023, and that's on the 27th of February. It's going to be The Red Shoes, 1948. And on the 6th of March, films start at 2 o'clock, admission's free, tea and coffee and biscuits are provided. Next Sunday is the joint service at Oakley, and we'll be taking part in a joint service with all the West Fife Village churches next Sunday, the 2nd of March, and it's at 11 o'clock in Oakley. There will be no service in Kearney Hill or Zoom presentation next week. The walking group's first outing is Sunday the 9th of March to Pittencreeve Park. Meet in the church car park at 2 p.m. and a full programme's available in the vestibule, or contact Maureen Black for information. Coffee mornings 2025, we're aiming to have coffee mornings again if we have enough volunteer help to run them. The provisional dates for the first of these are Saturday the 5th of April and Saturday the 10th of May. They'll run from 10 till 12, and if you can help, please add your name to the list in the vestibule. Today there's tea and coffee in the Irene Patterson room after the service for anybody who would like to stay. And there's other information that are on the printed sheet and can be viewed on Facebook. For those on Zoom, here is a look at the order of service. Thank you.
I have one further intimation, and that is to say that the funeral for Jim Sharp will take place on Tuesday at 11:30 at the Creme, at Dunfermline Crematorium, for those who knew that Jim, and of course remember the family in your prayers. We are here on Thinking Day and Founders Day, and it is really great to see so many young people in church with us, and I hope the service will go well for everybody. That usually depends on me getting things right. So let's begin our service by singing Morning Has Broken. That's hymn number 212 if you're using the hymn book. Dedicate our offering. Almighty God, we offer our gifts to you, asking you to bless them. Accept all that we offer of our time, talent, and money, and use our gifts in the work of your church in the world. through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's worship God now in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, our loving Heavenly Father, we gather here in your presence to offer our worship and praise. We give thanks for all that you are and for all that you do. We remember that you are a God of care and compassion. You love us and in turn call upon us to love and care in all of our relationships. When we look at the world around us, we see your love for creation. The storms of winter may rage, but spring flowers give the promise of new life and warmer days. More than anything else, we thank you for your love of humanity. We are grateful for all that this Thinking Day and Founders Day means for us, a reminder of what we share, our common humanity. We are aware that we are not perfect. There are times when we think, say, and do what is wrong. And for these things, we are truly sorry. So we take a moment now, a moment of quiet, to lay before you the things that we would like you to forgive. In the silence, we offer our confession. When we are truly sorry, you forgive. You take away our guilt and you give us a fresh, clean start. We pray that we may live as you would have us live, as those who forgive, as those who reach out to others, as those who live in love and in peace with those around us. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. And in the words that Jesus taught his disciples to say, we say together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We sing now hymn number 164, God gave me eyes so I could see. I'd like to invite the person from guiding who is going to read our first reading. If you would like to come up to the microphone, and would you like the... I'll give you the words. Just that one there.
Psalm 139, paragraph 1 to 4. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You understand my thought from far off. You search my path and my laying down, and are aware of all my ways. For there is not a word, not on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it fully.
Thank you. Now, this is where I should really give a test, but I get in trouble for doing that because, you see, I go and look at websites, and I looked at the guiding website, and I realized that 1926 is important. Does anybody know why 1926 is important? No, it wasn't. Guiding had been around for a little while then. No, if you don't know, you don't. Well, I tell you. Would it be a good idea to tell you? 1926 was the very first Thinking Day. So, that means that this year is the 100th Thinking Day, because an anniversary is 100 years. So if the first one was in 1926, if you count it on your fingers, you get up to the 100th one this year. So this is the 100th time people from guiding have celebrated Thinking Day. Next year, Thinking Day will be on a Sunday. I did that calculation in my head. And what has been decided within the guiding movement is that there's going to be a four-year programme of different themes, and the theme for this year is our story. And that made me think, I wonder what would happen if an alien landed in a flying saucer in the car park, carefully missing the cars. Now, I don't know if you know, I really like science fiction. And I have watched Doctor Who since it started in the early 1960s. And you know the story about the children who used to hide behind a chair when the Daleks appeared? That's me. That is definitely me. And if you want to know something else, where's Derek? Derek is still really worried about Daleks because he was chased by one in a shopping centre. They invaded Earth. So I'm maybe not thinking about Daleks, maybe a bit of a friendlier alien, arrived in church today and went, oh goodness, some of you are wearing uniforms. And of course, guiding and scouting, the promises you make, you never get out of that. It's forever. It's for life. So people who've been in guiding and scouting also have to remember the promises that you will be renewing later. And I thought, I wonder what you would say, what would you say about guiding and scouting? Is it fun? Do you enjoy being part? What would you say was the best part? And of course, you're part of a story, as we've already learned, is over 100 years long. And I think, just to give confusion to Doug up on the sound desk, I'm going to grab this microphone and I'm going to find out. Right. Okay. What do you enjoy most?
Playing games. Being together with a load of other girls.
Good. Is there something you like best?
Everything.
Everything. Right. Good answer. Good answer. So I better come around here. What do you like best?
Doing the activities.
Activities, right.
Being one.
Being one. Good answer too. What about you guys? Is there anything you enjoy? Are the leaders that bad? If I lean across here.
Getting to meet new people, like, that's what I enjoy.
Yeah, getting to meet new people. And you do that in all sorts of ways, because you don't just meet new people here, but when you go around, it's amazing how many people will see a scout badge and go, oh, were you in scouts? And want to know more. Any of you guys at the back?
The travel.
The travel, right. That's good. That's great. Right. I'm not going to let people off. Who has been a guide? What do you remember enjoying, Alison?
What do I remember enjoying? Oh, campfire and singing.
Campfire
yeah,
and singing.
Loved singing, yeah.
Campfire and singing.
Campfire and
singing. The fun. Right, okay. Have we got any former scouts? What did you enjoy, Alistair?
I was in the Sea Scouts, so I enjoyed being in the sea.
Being in the sea.
on boats, aye.
That's good. And of course, I was seeing Sea Scouts down the road before I came up here to find... are you just normal scouts? Are you normal? Whatever normal is, right. Right, these are all important things to know. I better put this back. Right. So, there's some of the things that we like about scouting and guiding. And so, why is it the 22nd of February? Why are you here closest to the 22nd of February? They both shared the same birthday. Well done. Somebody who's been listening and remembering. Impressive. I think they'd be really pleased that you celebrate their birthday by remembering something very important that they did in their lives. They would be really pleased to know that these movements have continued for such a long time. And I think now I'm going to ask a scout to read.
This is Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. A man was there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. He tried to see who Jesus was, but was not able from the crowd, because he was little in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. When Jesus came to the vicinity, he looked up and saw him, and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must remain at your house." So he hurried and came down, and received him joyfully. When they saw it, they all murmured, saying, "He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my possessions to the poor. If I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I will repay him four times as much." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost."
Thank you very much. Now, why did I choose that story? It's a good story. There are a number of reasons that made me think about it. One, last weekend I was at Presbytery, and the new moderator of Presbytery used that reading and talked about it at the Presbytery meeting. And I thought, that's good. And then a second reason was I was thinking about parties because I was thinking about birthdays. Who likes a birthday party? There's some doubt about birthday parties. I thought you only got doubts about birthday parties when you got as old as me, just in case you get burning the house down with all the candles. However, another thing that made me think about this story was as I drove from Crossford to Cairney Hill, because this is the one place I know in the Bible where somebody climbed a sycamore tree. And you'll see two big signs that say sycamore as you drive between the two. So all of these things, and I thought, yeah, we're going to use that story. It is, I suppose, a story about a party, but you've got to know some things first. Zacchaeus has a number of problems. He is probably the most hated man in Jericho. Nobody liked him. He makes his money by taking money from his own people and he gives it to the Romans who've invaded. So he is in every way a traitor to his own people, as far as they're concerned. Worse than that, he's in charge of a number of traitors. He's a chief tax collector. Now, this is not like the taxman that sends letters to the adults here and to your parents and such like. That's all calculated. In those days, it wasn't really calculated. So long as Zacchaeus handed over the right amount of money, he could pretty well take what he wanted, because he could quite easily say, pay your taxes, or you see these guys in armour, they'll be around to see you, because he had the power of Rome behind him. He is wealthy by taking money from the people that he should belong to. Zacchaeus has another problem. He's heard about Jesus, who's a bit of a celebrity, and there's all sorts of people talking about him, and he does miracles and does this, says this and does that. And so there's a big crowd, and he's been told, you know, what's going on? Jesus is coming through. Now, Zacchaeus has a wee problem, and I used the word wee selectively because he wasn't tall. Now, I understand this perfectly. I go to a party and people say to me, have you seen Andrew? And I go, I can't see anybody because most people are taller than me. I can't see. So Zacchaeus isn't going to be let through because, let's put it this way, the people probably didn't say anything bad to his face because they were a bit scared. But they probably said some pretty terrible things behind his back. They probably said it with a kind of spit to the ground. And there was no way they would let him through to see. So he goes ahead and he climbs a tree. Now that might seem all right, but what you've got to imagine is somebody who's a respectable adult climbing a tree. Can you imagine your leaders climbing a tree? Your parents? Me? Anyway, Zacchaeus has climbed a tree, and the crowd comes along, and Jesus stops. Can you imagine if you were in the embarrassing situation of being stuck up a tree and somebody stops and goes, I can see you. And on top of that, the crowd around all stop, and you can imagine some of them are probably sniggering, going, well, that's a sight to see. Chief tax collector up a tree. And what the crowd expected, because they'd heard what Jesus said about people who did things wrong, they expected Zacchaeus to get it. Oh boy, was he going to get a mouthful from Jesus. He's going to be torn down, not just out the tree, but Jesus will just go for him. And Jesus does the unthinkable. He says to this terrible man, I'm coming to your house. You better get ready. And you can imagine the muttering. He's going there. Oh, that man. And he invites all sorts of his friends there. That crowd. For many good reasons, Zacchaeus should be rejected. He was the definition of a traitor. He was certainly should have been cursed by the people and rejected by God. And Jesus did the unimaginable. He went to this man's house to sit down and eat with him. And that made Jesus no better than Zacchaeus. What Jesus did was he didn't look at the tax collector or the traitor or the cheat or the person that was hated by everybody. He simply looked at the person. In our country, there are lots of laws to do with the problem of discrimination. In most organizations, there are rules against different forms of prejudice. But to make it a positive thing, the word that is used is inclusion. Now, I'm going to say this particularly to the scout leaders. I have completed my three courses that I need to do, the risk, the safeguarding, and the new one that I hadn't seen before, which was the one on inclusion. So they can't throw me out of scouting quite yet. And it is good for us to know that both scouting and guiding, there are guidelines that are to be followed that are all about inclusion. Today we're thinking about people all across the world. We're thinking about people of all faiths, of all races, of all colours, of all the differences that we have a tendency to go, you're not like me. And that's not what scouting and guiding are about. Now, I began with the guiding website. I think it's only right that I finish with the scouting website. And what I got from there was your values. And I hope you know these. Because it says what you do. We act with care, respect, integrity, cooperation, exploring our own and others' beliefs. And that is a very good thing, and I'm sure that applies to guiding as much as it does to scouting. Very shortly, we're going to be renewing promises, and those promises are about those things. We are those who look at the person. And of course, in church, we do exactly the same thing. We are called to look at the person. And as Christian people, we look at the person regardless of who they are, regardless of what they have done or are doing, and we see someone who is loved by God. They might not be doing the right thing, but they are loved by God. And that means that we are inclusive in our care, in our compassion, in our love and in our relationships. So before we get there, we're going to sing a hymn that I'm not sure if we've sung in church for quite a few years. I've sung it many, many times in school, lots of times in school, and I suspect that you all know it from school. Often it's when the primary sevens are moving off to secondary school and we sing One More Step Along the World. So let's sing hymn 530, One More Step Along the World, I Go. Can I invite the leaders who are going to take us through our promises to come up? And if I can ask, if you do use the microphone, stand in front of the mic when you're doing that, it means those online can hear what we're doing. So. Now you get to choose the order you would like.
Yes. You guys ready? I promise to do my best to be kind and helpful and to love our world.
So we're going to do our promise all together, so we'd like to invite anyone who's made the promise with the Girl Guiding movement to join in with us. So brownies and guides, if you could stand up, and anyone else that wishes to join us, thank you. What we will do is we'll pause just before we say guide law so that the brownies can fit in the word brownie before that brownie guide law. So I promise, just all together, right? I promise that I will do my best to be true to myself and develop my beliefs to serve the King and my community, to help other people and to keep the guide law.
Right, would all scouts, explorers, network and leaders please stand and make the scout sign. If you say with me, on my honour, I promise that I will do my best to do my duty to God and the King, to help other people and to keep the scout law. Thank you.
Thank you. Now let's pray for our world. Let us pray. Almighty God, hear us now as we offer our prayers for other people, and especially on this day when members of Guiding and Scouting remember and unite with those who share badges, symbols and beliefs. We think of the needs of young people across the face of the earth. We remember places where there is conflict. We fear what war and violence in the present does to shape the thoughts and actions of future years and future generations. Today we remember the people of Ukraine and Russia as another anniversary is reached tomorrow, 3 years since Russian forces invaded Ukraine. We pray for all who have suffered from this conflict and the fears of what might come from words and actions of world leaders now and in the future. We remember the Israeli and Palestinian peoples as hostages and prisoners are released. We think of the fears that the fragile ceasefire of this moment could so abruptly end. We remember the pain and the suffering in that part of our world. Almighty God, we long for peace. We pray for a world where no child grows up in fear and learns what it is to hate. We pray for peace on earth. We think too of places where poverty takes away opportunity and makes life hard. We think of places where there is little or no education available, places where healthcare is lacking and many young people do not reach adulthood. We long for a world where there is a fair sharing of resource, a world where children grow and achieve their potential. We also remember our need to care for this world. We need to think of what we do so that future generations may thrive. We think of the big questions for us in our age that will affect generations to come. Almighty God, we long for a better care for our world. We long for better care for all peoples and nations, where we truly recognise that humanity is one. Today, in this service, we think of the generations who have benefited from being part of Guiding and Scouting. We give thanks for the vision of the Baden-Powells and all that they did in their time to benefit us in our time. And so we pray that we may be those who pass on what is good and right, so that generations to come will look back on our generation and know what we did for their benefit. We pray for all who are part of Guiding and Scouting, all those who lead, all those who help. And now a moment for our private and personal prayer. We take a moment of quiet to offer these prayers for others to you, our God. Accept the prayers we have offered. Answer our requests, for we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. We sing now hymn number 448, Lord, the light of your love is shining.
Shine on.
sing the national anthem, God Save the King. Promises you have made, your commitment to others and to the world, and may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.